All right, here we go. Episode 16.
The second.
16 again.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, for that. We missed 15. So.
We don't always count really well.
No, there's bonus episodes, too, that throw us off. Yeah. And we do.
We don't look back at and see what we already did.
We always listen to them. Yeah. But I don't pay attention to the numbers. I mean, we could because the numbers are listed plainly on our page.
There you are. We could stop numbering them and just have like a title.
Well, we always have a title.
That's true.
That is good.
We always have a title.
We can do that.
So here we are again. Tonight we are drinking wine slushy.
Yes.
Which is excellent. So we had this bag of mix to make a wine. Vino slush. That's what it's called.
Is that
vino
the one
slush.
We've had from the Leavenworth Wine Walk?
Yes.
Oh, we've had that one for a while.
We've had it for a while. Yeah. So you take a bottle of wine. We chose this Razzmatazz raspberry sweet wine, which is delicious.
So good.
You pour it in a pitcher with a bottle of water and you put this vino slush mix in there. It looks like big granules of sugar.
Oh, but that's amazing.
It's not sugar, but I don't know what it is. And then you freeze it and it makes a wine slushy. And it's really delicious.
Well, I'm a big fan of it.
I am too. I think it's very,
delicious.
Very good. It's very refreshing.
So today is the 13th of February. We are on the eve of Valentine's Day.
Yes, we are.
Hopefully everybody has some good plans, or if you're not too into celebrating that one, touche to you.
A lot of people hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Not because they're single and depressed and alone, but just because it's a commercialized, made-up holiday.
I think a lot of men hate that day.
Yeah.
Because I know a few of them get in major trouble for not doing things on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those.
I really
don't care about the day.
We don't really do a whole lot.
No. But we are doing our amazing book club celebration this year, which I'm very excited for.
We're doing it the Sunday after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We are going to have our book club. Everyone is supposed to bring their own Valentine box.
Like you make it when you're in school.
Yeah. And we're going to bring old school kid Valentines to pass out to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And wine.
Well,
and food.
Yes. And what kind of Valentines did you get, Kobe?
I got some mermaid sticker by number. That's what they are, Valentines.
That's nice. Uh-huh. People are going to enjoy that. I like that it's not a coloring thing.
Yeah,
it's a sticker.
Easier. Everybody loves stickers.
Stickers are real way easier to put on, I think.
Yeah, and it's an activity, so it's like something to do.
Unless it was like the Barbie house stickers that you had to put together for your kids. I remember doing that a few times. And
yeah.
Once you stick those down,
they don't come
back off. So if you do them crookedly, like I always did, they're doomed to have a crooked rug.
And almost any way you do it, it ends up crooked.
Yeah, they set you up for failure. I think they set you up so that way you either have to buy multiples of it.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way of thinking about it.
I don't know why they don't just put the stupid stickers on. Why don't they just put the stickers on it?
That's a good point. Why don't they put the stickers on it?
I know. You think that
that's just one extra step.
Or why don't they just, when they make the plastic pieces, just color it?
Yeah, make it so it's not a sticker at all, so it actually stays the whole time, the whole life of the toy.
Yeah.
We should be toy makers.
We have such good ideas.
Oh, my kitty's back.
Oh, we have so many kitties in here today.
I think I have to kick my dog off my lap so my cat can be on my lap.
You have to pick one. You can have dog or you can have cat.
I kind of want cat.
Oh, she's being so sweet.
She's always sweet to me. Can you hear her the purring? You guys can't, but can you hear the purring? Oh my gosh.
I love you, cat.
Oh. She's like, I'm coming up here anyway. She's literally climbing up into my lap with Patron in the lap.
She's going to kick him out.
Patron, get off. Come here, cat.
Oh my gosh, he's so jelly right now. Look at him. He's like, Mom, why don't you love me anymore?
Oh, we're pouting now. His head's down on the ground.
Hi, Kit Kat. Oh, she wants to see what we're doing.
Yep.
She wants some wine.
Patron is moving back into my lap now. He's like, this is my mom.
Cat, you're in the way, baby. Hi. Yeah. I got a cat butt in my face. So, move. Cat butt. Cat butt. God.
It's a fluffy butt, too. This is a very small cat usually, but she's a little fluffy right now.
Because it's wintertime, so she's got lots of fur.
I'm sure a lot of you guys, where you're at, unless you're like over in overseas, which I know we have a few of you over there. I don't know what your weather is like over there, but ours sucks.
We've got so much snow this week. It's crazy. Like last week we talked about the snow. It snowed more. And tomorrow night it's supposed to snow again. Like there's just the snow.
I'm over it.
Snowmageddon, snowpocalypse.
Oh, yeah. You guys saw a picture of the really cute ghost in the snow.
Oh, yeah. She was having a good time bounding around. Oh, she's Cat Cat's leaving. Bye, Cat Cat. So, we're set up for more snow.
I'm not really ready for more snow.
On Valentine's Day, where we're not going to really do anything. Are you guys doing anything?
So, Thor has actually took the day off. Mm-hmm. And we are just going to meet at a restaurant for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day because it sucks.
We never go out on Valentine's
Day. It's really bad to do that. I was actually, what I was wanting to do was to pick up some takeout and just go home.
We're going to probably go to Papa Murphy's and get some heart-shaped pizzas. That's about as good as it gets at our house.
Sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's all we're going to do.
It sounds good, though.
Have some wine. Mm-hmm. You know, chill.
I mean, we don't really do gifts, like flowers or anything like that. Either. Flowers just don't last in my house.
No, mine either.
So there's just no point in giving them to us.
The cats always knock them over.
Or eat them.
Or eat them.
And then you have to worry about what kind of flowers that they're eating.
Well, they knocked. Last time I had flowers, they knocked them over about three times. The third time, they actually broke the vase.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I just can't have flowers. There's no more flowers.
Which I'm sure didn't hurt the husbands that badly when we informed them of that.
Well, if I want to have flowers, you have to put them in the bathroom and shut the door.
That's where mine are at.
But then you can't see them.
Not unless you're... Well, it does make your bathroom experience a little nicer.
That's true. That's true.
And it makes it smell nicer in there. Yeah. So there's two pros to it. But yes, there's no others.
Yeah.
No.
They just like to eat them.
Well.
He's climbing up there again.
My dog is extremely clingy today.
He just keeps climbing up in her lap like he wants like something. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, my cats brought in their mouse in last week. That's number five in the last month that they've brought. So we have a cat door.
Yes.
And my cats catch mice, which is good. That's what they're supposed to do as cats, as part of their job.
That is part of their job.
But they're not supposed to catch the mice, bring them into the house still alive, let the mouse go, and continue to play with it until they lose said mouse. And we don't know where it went.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but an expert said that when they bring, like a lot of people think they're bringing you a present.
Yeah.
When they bring you a dead animal or something. They're not. Supposedly, by this expert, they're trying to feed you. Now, if they bring you a live one, they're trying to teach you how to hunt on your own so they don't have to feed you anymore. So that's supposedly what this expert, this cat expert said.
I don't think that's what my cats are doing because they literally brought this mouse in. One of them brought it in and then there's like five cats watching it and taking turns like batting at it. Poor thing.
You guys did save it.
So I felt bad for the mouse. It was a fluffy little thing. It's very cute. I think mice are cute. I don't like it when the cats get them. Not that I want them in my house, but...
Oh, God, no.
They need to stay outside. So we caught the mouse in a vase and took it out back outside and put it in a spot we thought it could hide.
He was so cute.
He was so cute. He was very fluffy and cute. We put him back outside. Less than a minute later, that mouse was back in the house in somebody's mouth.
Dead.
And it was dead that time. So yeah. I tried to save it. But
he must not have gone to the hiding place.
Nope. It must have been, I don't know if he was dumb or what, but you would think that he would hide after just being brought in the house in the mouth of a cat once.
He but had that bird box issue.
Where he wanted to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
By cat?
Yeah.
Death by cat.
Death by cat. I mean, that's a quick, easy way to do it.
If you're a mouse,
it I is. Don't know if it's quick, though.
I don't
Doesn't
think
sound
it
like
is.
It was quick the first
they
time.
They like to play with them before they kill them, which is sad. I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, it's very torturous.
Yeah.
But
so we just take them away.
Fun fact, our family used to have a pet mouse.
Two.
Yeah, mine died.
First of all, he wasn't yours.
Well, he was no one's favorite, so I felt bad for him.
I love them both equally.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you always bet more on the other one.
I liked Hamilton because he was an introvert and I related.
Oh.
But we had two mice. They were both my babies. Named Jefferson and Hamilton.
Yeah. I really like Jefferson.
They came from the pet store. They
no,
weren't,
you liked Hamilton.
They weren't.
Hamilton was mine?
Yeah. Wild mice. Oh, okay. They both came from the pet store.
They were feeder mice and they were both $7. And so they were only supposed to live around a year. And Jefferson lived his life to the fullest. Hamilton died early and we don't know why.
We don't know how old they were when we got them.
No.
That's true. Yeah.
But they did both die of natural causes, mm-hmm. not by cat.
Yeah.
Which was shocking because that's the first time in this house.
That's yeah. right. We have had hamsters before that all met an untimely death by way of cat.
Mm-hmm.
But the two mice, they did. They lived full lives and just basically died of old age.
And next up, we're going to get a rat.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, rats make such good pets.
I want a rat.
I've heard that so much. They make such the best pets. They're sweet. You can train them.
And
you can even litter box train them if you wanted to.
Yeah.
We can't let it out of the cage.
What if it's a huge rat?
No.
Oh.
I have seen Megan's cat, Buddy, kill a pack rat.
Hi, Buddy.
Oh.
That was humongous.
Oh. Speak of him.
And so, yeah, no animal will last in this house.
No.
Patron's made it.
That's true.
I mean, he hasn't fallen prey to Buddy yet.
He's on thin ice.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think he might be in the clear because he's been coming here for years now.
They're used to him now.
Yeah.
He's not foreign to them. I think that's what it is. They kill anything outside that's foreign.
Yes.
Like the mice, the pack rats, the snakes, the rabbits, the birds, all that kind of stuff.
And then my cats get spiders and flies.
Yeah, because they don't get to go outside
and
hunt the big stuff.
No.
I'm surprised the neighbor's chihuahua has lasted.
Because, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so tiny.
He's very tiny.
And you know why he's lasted? Because he has his big brother with him at all
That's true.
Times. Like, that dog follows him everywhere.
Wait,
he flanks
David's
him.
David's dog?
The pitbull.
Pitbull across the way.
The big black
he
one.
He flanks that little guy.
He flanks the tiny little chihuahua. They go together. Like, what's that cartoon with the big bulldog and the tiny little yappy dog? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I mean, Tom
it's
and
Jerry. Like a Looney Tunes or something.
Oh,
I can't
I should
remember.
Know that.
But there's like a big bulldog and then this tiny little yappy dog
I
that
think
bounces
that's
up and down
Tom and Jerry.
All the time. Is it?
There was the big like
there's a big
the
bulldog
big
and
bulldog.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah,
maybe
and the,
that's
there
it.
Was his like son.
Oh yeah, he has
I
a little tiny yappy son.
Oh, I thought it was like his friend.
It could be.
I know my Tom and Jerry. It was
okay.
His son.
Well, we'll have to find a picture of them.
Yeah.
And their names. Write that down. Make a note.
In a second.
Because we'll forget.
I know.
And figure out what
Did
that is.
Did you ever post the picture of the snow?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And she posted the picture of me passed out.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
I saw
Even
that.
Though you didn't remind me.
Yeah, it happened.
I listened to it. I always listen to the podcast after it's posted and go, oh, yeah.
So
I was supposed to post a picture of something.
We live in Eastern Washington, so that makes it easier for us to get around the snow. We're equipped for it over here.
Yep.
Our roads stay clear. Schools never close. And we run business as usual, just a little slower because we just can't get everywhere as quick.
Yep.
Here comes your cat.
Now, my husband, he works over on the other side in the Seattle area. And They close down.
They do. They totally shut down.
They don't plow the roads ever. They actually received more snow than we did.
Yeah, it was bad.
And
people go into a panic. Like, it's the apocalypse. Oh, my gosh. Like, literally.
I had an appointment over there last Friday, and we had to stop and get, I want some snacks for the road.
Yeah.
So we went to a grocery store. They were picked over because they were getting ready for the second snowstorm, and there was nothing in the grocery store. Like, it was like they thought it was the apocalypse coming. Yeah. And
they had to clear all the food. They all don't water. Go to work for like weeks.
Like, I know somebody over there, a few people that they're on their third week of not going to work. They just stay home. Like, they literally feel like they're barricaded in their house.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, plus it didn't help that the power went out for like 30,000 people or something like that. And I don't know if they got it back on or not, but that just adds
to the
assumption that this is like the apocalypse.
Oh my gosh.
You can't leave your house. There's no power. The grocery stores are empty. It kind of, it's almost like The Walking Dead, like.
Or the Bird Box movie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's insane. You're going to have to watch that,
I will. I haven't watched it yet.
It was a little crazy. I don't think I would have made it very far because I don't know how I could have done blindfolded all the time.
I that would be hard to be blindfolded and wandering around. Like, that would be really hard.
So what of your senses could you get rid of? So there's touch, there's sight, there's smell, and what I've missed? Sight, hearing.
Maybe if I had to get rid of one of them, that'd be hard. Maybe either smell or taste.
Those would be one of mine too. Because I would want my sight and I'd want my hearing. And I need to be able to feel stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So either smell or taste.
Those kind of go together.
They do go together.
So can you taste stuff if you can't smell?
I don't know. Megan? Can you taste stuff if you can't smell?
A little bit, but not that much.
We'll have to look that up.
Because there's a lot of foul smells in the world. I wouldn't be that upset by not ever smelling again.
That's true. Very, very true. But, you know, that's how I know if there's a pile of cat shit in the house somewhere.
You know.
Because I smell it.
But then, if we couldn't smell it, we wouldn't be the ones responsible for cleaning it up. The people that could smell it would have to clean it up.
That's true. But nobody ever smells it but me.
Nor do they. Because they know you can smell.
What's that smell? I smell cat poop. And nobody ever smells it. And then I finally find it.
Ugh.
Every time.
I hate cat poop. Cat pee's worse, but I really don't like cat poop either.
I don't either.
Ew.
Or hairballs. I hate hairballs.
So we were talking a little bit about Valentine's Day. We talked about our book club party. We got to make our little boxes.
Oh, they're so cute.
Oh my gosh, so adorable. Kobe picked up these little kits for us. We didn't realize we had to have boxes, but we improvised. And Kobe found these cute little paper bags that we used. Hers is mermaid inspired. And mine is a shark, which I didn't make, but Megan made it for me, and I supervised, sort of.
You assisted very nicely. I did.
Well, try to take pictures of those and put them on there so you guys can see them.
On Sunday, we'll see if anyone else makes one, and then I'll take a picture of all of them and post it.
That'll be nice.
All of our boxes.
I'm excited for that. I haven't got to put little kid Valentines in a Valentine box for, probably about 20 years. Not probably since more than that, because
I haven't either. Mm. When I worked at my last job, we used to do that, though, each other. We would have decorated bags, and we would bring Valentines for each other. Because it was all women in my department, so we liked to do stuff like that. We did that for Christmas and all kinds of stuff.
You would think we would do stuff like that at my work, because we're, like, all women.
You would think so, but
no. We're doing a breakfast potluck.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah. So it's not going to be during lunch. Like, we have some people that are able to break free from their job and spend the morning cooking.
Really?
So they're making waffles and eggs and bacon and sausage and hash browns.
Oh.
And we're just supposed to find time to eat that, which I won't because I never have time. And I was assigned bacon.
Oh.
Guess what kind of bacon I bought?
Turkey bacon?
Oh, yeah.
They should know that.
Yeah. they get some nice turkey bacon tomorrow. I probably won't be in charge of bacon next time.
No.
But it says 65% less fat than regular bacon on the package. I'm helping.
Hey, yeah. Well, you know, if you fry that stuff up, it's just like regular bacon.
It looks just like it. May not taste exactly like it, but it's pretty damn close.
It's pretty good.
I think it's great.
You know what? I don't think that you trying to be healthy should be a problem for anyone.
I asked them if I could bring fruit, and someone else was already doing it. I was like, we need more than just bananas, guys.
Something besides bananas.
But they wanted bacon. So I'm bringing some bacon.
Okay.
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. It's fancy bacon.
Very fancy. We have a trip coming up to Idaho that we're very excited for.
Yes, that'll be a couple weeks now. 3 weeks?
Yeah. I don't even know if it's 3 weeks now.
Is it 2 weeks?
Next week. Yeah, it's only 2 weeks because next week they actually are going to their first competition next week.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
I guess February is a short month.
It is. And tomorrow's already the 14th. And they go around the 20th or something.
Yeah.
And then the next one's starts on the 1st.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So we'll be there very soon.
Yeah.
First time we are not dancing in one, and we're both very excited for that.
Yeah, we just get to be spectators.
Yeah.
Which will be fun.
Diamond award-winning spectators.
Yes, that's right. Diamond award-winning, because we're going to buy ourselves a diamond pendant medal.
Yes.
And wear it all weekend.
Because we deserve it.
Yeah, because they'll sell one to anybody.
I mean, we could buy the huge trophy if you wanted to.
$20, you can be a winner too.
Everybody's a winner at Spotlight.
Everybody's a winner.
Unless you're dancing on stage, and then you might be one of the losers. But we're excited for that.
That'll be fun. We'll have to do another live from the hotel room.
Oh, we will. Now, the hotel room is fantastic. It's not as fancy as the lodge.
Nope.
But it's
by a long shot.
Well, but it's still very nice.
It is.
We're very excited for our loungy weekend and drinking lots of wine. And we don't eat a lot when we're together for some reason.
Don't, you know.
We just drink.
Yeah. There's a free breakfast there. Not as good as the lodge. It's a continental breakfast.
But they have yummy yogurt.
They do.
At least they better damn well have it again.
They have yummy yogurt. And I think they have waffles or something.
Oatmeal.
Okay. There you go.
Hard-boiled eggs. And they have those weird egg things that have the cheese in it.
Oh.
Looks like a weird omelet.
I don't like eggs.
I know you don't. You know how much I love them.
I know.
I think I was able to peel the cheese out of it last year.
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember you peeling the cheese right off that thing.
It came off pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
So
it was kind of gross.
It looked a little, I was a little grossed out by that too.
But you got eggs without cheese, so that was good.
Yummy.
So that'll be fun.
That will be.
In a couple weeks. And until then, we just have to make it through the snow.
Snowmageddon. I don't like snowmageddon.
I don't like it either.
How many have you shoveled a lot?
I haven't had to shovel too much. Mostly I do some shoveling at work, but then the guys take over and basically all I do is throw ice melt on everything.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Which is fine.
I have done a lot of shoveling at home.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep.
And then I thought that I could be a small car mechanic because I don't do anything with my car ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran out of windshield washer fluid.
Uh-oh.
And that's very important in the snow. So I found some in my garage and I did figure out the right place to put it in the car. It was tough because mm-hmm. it didn't say windshield washer fluid on it. It had some weird stupid picture that was supposed to be a windshield and it looked weird. Luckily my dad drives the same car as me.
Oh, yeah.
Or he owns a couple of them. It's mm-hmm. not his main one, but... and I was able to send him a picture, and then I got a confirmation before I started dumping it in there. And then I was very upset the next morning when I went to use it, and nothing came out. And I just filled it up.
Is it frozen?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to freeze.
Apparently it is if you use the summer blend.
There's a summer one?
There's a summer and a winter blend.
What?
And apparently the one I had in my garage was the summer blend.
Damn.
So luckily there was only about maybe a quarter of the bottle left. So I did not fill my whole car up with it.
Yeah.
So then I thought, because I'm a mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'll go to the store and I'll buy the winter blend. And then I'll dump and fill up the tank with the winter blend. And then this is just going to be fine.
But it was already frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not fine?
No. It's really fun to have to stop like 6 or 7 times on your way over to Seattle and get out with a napkin in your water and wash your windshield off on the side of the pass.
Oh my God, that's not fun.
And then have your water freeze on the windshield.
Oh God.
As you're trying to clean it. Oh God.
That's so, just like my nightmare. Like,
it was horrible. So well, it was like clean the windshield and then get the ice scraper out and scrape it off. God. And now I have a space heater in my garage underneath my car.
Yep.
So that way I can run my windshield washer fluid for a split second in the morning before it instantly freezes. Yeah.
Well, on Tuesday morning, so Monday night, Monday day, it snowed all day.
Really?
And then it snowed all night Monday night, and it was still snowing Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And I went out, warmed up my car, because usually I forget to warm it up first. But I did. I got it all warm. And there was some ice on my windshield wipers. And so you know how you pick them up and kind of slap them on the windshield to knock all the ice off?
Yes.
So I went to go do that, and the whole windshield wiper just broke off in my hand. It broke off.
Seriously?
And the metal part snapped back down onto my windshield. Luckily, it didn't break my windshield.
Yeah, you're very lucky on that.
So here I am trying to get to work. It's snowing. It snowed all night. There's a ton of snow. And
you have no windshield wiper.
And I'm holding my windshield wiper in my hand. Luckily, I had a new pair of windshield wipers in my trunk. I just haven't put them on. Because if you've ever put windshield wipers on...
I haven't.
The fucking windshield wiper comes with far different attachments, and you don't know which one goes to your car.
Why do they do that?
Because every car is different. Everyone needs a different kind of fucking attachment. So I'm standing in the snow in the freezing cold, reading the directions. Well, first I'm looking at it.
Wait, thinking, where's your dad?
He's already gone.
Oh.
And I'm thinking it can't be that hard, right? It can't be that hard to put on a windshield wiper.
I don't know.
Right?
It seems like it's hard.
And so I thought, well, I'll just get it. And I, of course, I can't get it on. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to read the directions in the freezing cold. I don't have my gloves.
Oh, my God.
Because someone took them out of my car. I don't know where they are. So I'm reading the directions. And I'm out there for 10, 15 minutes trying to get the stupid windshield wiper on, right? Finally figure out that my car doesn't require any attachment at all.
Oh.
The windshield wiper just snaps right on.
Well... There you go.
Took me forever to figure that out. So then I thought, I'll change the passenger side one since I'm already out here and now I know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
So I take the passenger one off and it's got some different kind of attachment on it that either didn't come off when it was supposed to or it's a different windshield wiper. I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know. So I just put the old one back on. I snapped it back on. And I'm like, that's just going to have to be good for now.
Yeah.
And so the new windshield wiper.
At least the driver's side one's new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just laying in the passenger seat now because I haven't had time to figure out how to put it on yet.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that was fun. That's fun.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then I get to work and then I have to shovel. And
the shoveling's the worst.
It is. It's bad.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
I don't like shoveling. It is a workout though. If you need to get your steps in or your cardio in for the day.
So if I go hard enough on it, my Fitbit says I did outdoor biking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it actually thinks I'm outdoor biking. Also, when I mow my lawn, it says that too.
Is it because you have your hands up or something?
Well. You know how I kind of do everything balls to the walls when it's something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine me shoveling. So I have an industrial huge shovel that my dad bought me.
Yeah.
So the handle, you don't have to bend over at all. It's very ergonomic that way. It's about a 2 foot.
Yeah.
It's big and it has a really sharp edge to it. Yeah. And it's a nice big like spoon shape. So it's just, I'm a plow with it. So I literally just put it down. I don't shovel. I put it down and I push and I go straight down and make a straight line down my lengthwise of my driveway towards the street. And then after that, I go
lengthwise. Like, I go sideways the whole way going from that, and I push it over to the other side. I basically bury our dead car that's been our driveway for ever.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's just a snow drift.
Yep.
You can't even tell there's a car there. Because that's where I put all the snow.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I go so fast when I'm doing this. I'm literally running doing this.
I can see how that could be interpreted as biking.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally see that.
Yeah, because I have both my hands on there and I'm shoving it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where I work, we have a very large building and we have to shovel all around it, plus the sidewalk in front of the building, all the way, the whole parking lot, because the city requires us to clear that out. But we do have one snowblower. It's not a it's not a large one, you know, but it is a snowblower. And everyone wants to be the one that gets to use the snowblower.
Because no one wants to be the shovelers.
Because you just walk. All you just walk up, and I'm like, I'll use the snowblower on the sidewalk, because it takes quite a while to go all the way down and then all the way back up on the other side. I'm like, I'll do the snowblower on the sidewalk, because that's easy.
Yeah.
You just walk with it. It's kind of fun, actually.
So, in Seattle, my husband is driving to work. I was talking to him on the phone. This is about 2:30 in the afternoon. And he just starts laughing uncontrollable on the phone. I'm like, what? He's like, I just wish I could video this right now. I need to video this. I'm like, just tell me what's going on. Because, you know, they got all the snow over there.
Yeah.
No one owns snow blowers over there.
Uh-huh.
This guy had his riding lawnmower out. And Thor said it was actually kind of working.
Really?
It was creating a space.
Oh, my God. What is... Oh.
In my butt.
Oh my God. It's like freaking, that's
goat head.
Huge goat head.
I just pulled a goat head out of my butt, you guys.
Oh my God, it's huge. Oh, that's ow.
Do you see that pointed part?
Ow.
Do you see any of my butt tissue connected to that?
I'll take a picture of it.
Owie.
And say this is in Heather's butt.
Yeah.
In my
left
nasty.
Cheek. Is there any flesh in it? No. Okay.
I don't
think
so. There's no flesh.
How'd that hurt? I was wondering, I was getting this little stabby pain. I was like, I'll just ship. Well, I don't want that. And then I just had the, yeah.
Ugh, ouch.
I know.
Ouch.
Well,
that's what you get for having to sit on the floor.
In our podcast studio. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, lawnmower for snow removal. Hey.
I mean.
You do what you gotta do.
I mean, I was thinking about getting mine out, even though it's out of ride-on. I was like, well, God, if it worked for him, why can't I just use mine out here? It's like a glorified weird snowblower. It might ruin the lawnmower.
I don't know. I think it'd be fine.
You think it'd be fine?
Yeah.
I mean, I could give it a try.
The sad thing is that these people, everybody's going out and buying snowblowers, and then we're going to have another, like, day of snow, and then it'll be done.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Because I, Thor's been shoveling snow a little bit. I'm the main shoveler.
Yeah.
Just because I'm willing to get up and do it, and he's usually still sleeping. But he did go out and do it once or twice, and he's like, he didn't have any gloves for it. I have bought him so many pairs of gloves, and he's lost them all. And he could have gone and got his really good ones that are for snowboarding.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that either. So he was complaining to me about his hands being so cold. So today, I was thinking, because we don't do Valentine's Day, really.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I bought him a really nice, fancy six-pack of beer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to buy him some gloves and a little stocking cap. So that
there
way
go.
He can go out and shovel snow for me.
Here, honey. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. So I went to Walmart.
Yeah.
And I was looking. I found little kid gloves. I found women's gloves. But Thor has big hands.
Yeah.
Women gloves are not going to fit him. So I asked a lady. I was like, I'm looking for men's snow gloves. And she just laughed. I'm like, what? She's like, we sold out on Monday. The first day of the huge snow, gone. I'm like,
Do
you know anywhere else it has? She's like, I'm pretty sure they're sold out everywhere. I'm like, okay,
great.
So I found some little knit ones, not real snow gloves, and I was like, all right, there you go.
That's gonna have to do.
It'll insulate you a little bit.
Oh my gosh,
that's funny. Just sold out.
Well, I know I've like bought and had so many pairs of gloves over the years, but you just lose them all the time.
I know. I even bought you a pair in your Jolly Jingle Joy box.
You did, and I don't know where they are.
They were here for, like, the longest time on our recording studio bench. Like, they were there, like, 2 weeks ago. They were there.
Where did I put them?
Well, I don't know that. I just know they used to be right here. Like, they were on this corner right here.
See, I don't... Oh, you know what? They're up here. These.
Yes, those!
These. They're right here.
See? They didn't go far. They didn't migrate far. They just went to the bed.
There they are.
See? Okay. You found them.
They're there.
Where did you go, Patron? There's cats up there, and that's the one that would hunt you, is up there. You see his face?
What? He's like, what? Huh? What are you talking about?
Something's going to hunt me? Just that and the really big kitty at home.
Poor little baby. He always looks so, like, distraught.
He does, doesn't he? He does. He does a distraught face really well.
Did you see, Megan and I saw this commercial, or maybe it was a news article, about people that buy those DNA testing kits for their dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's a whole, just like the, like I did the 23andMe, you know, to find out about your DNA. It's just like that, but it's just for dogs.
So you can figure out exactly what they're mixed with?
Yep.
Do you have any idea how much he's mixed with? I know of four things he's mixed
with. But you can find out what, like, all different kind of dog they are. But you can also find out if they have any predisposed, like, health issues. Ooh. And, like, all this other kind of stuff.
I should do it.
So, yeah. That's what Megan and I were watching it. And Megan said that you should get one for Patron.
Yeah. Do you know what else Patron and I are going to be doing in the spring?
What?
We're going to go to school together.
Oh.
He's going to go to obedience school, but it's a special school that the master and the dog go together, and they teach us both how to do it. It's put on by the Kennel Club in town, and I've decided that I would like to do that. So we can have some
great idea.
Manners, and it'll give us something to do during the week, and we're going to go do that together.
I think that's a great idea.
What do you think, Patron? Do you think
he'll learn so much?
I bet my goal is that we'll actually put the butt all the way to the ground.
I bet he will.
And that when I ask him to come, he'll come. And that we'll know more than the command of couch.
Sit and couch is all we know right now.
Yeah. A little bit of stay, but not that much of stay. He's spoiled and I am a failure as a dog trainer.
Luckily, he's not a hyper dog. He's pretty mellow, so.
And he's very mom-oriented.
Yeah, he is.
So I don't have to worry too much. Most of the time, he's with me at all times.
Yeah, and he just waits for you. He watches you to see what you're going to do. Yes. And then, yeah. So that's good. Look at him. He's doing it right now. He's just freaking staring at you.
I'm not too into that, but for some reason, I'm okay with that from him. Oh, my gosh. I just let him kiss me, and I'm not too in the dog licking, but...
He's just staring at you. It's so funny. Oh, Patron. Okay, well, I hope everyone has a very happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and if you don't have a Valentine, spoil yourself.
That's, well, so February 15th is what, Megan?
Singles Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day, February 15th.
Personally, my favorite holiday.
Your favorite holiday. So any singles out there, hey.
You know what's perfect?
Have a great Friday.
Think of this. February 15th is the day after Valentine's Day. Exactly. Yeah. All the Valentine's Day gifts are now 50 to 75% off. Go spoil yourself.
Go buy yourself something.
You be your own sweetheart.
It. Yeah. Buy yourself... A big box of chocolates, a nice bottle of wine, some flowers. Turn the Netflix on.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like heaven to me.
I mean, seriously, me too. Or the cooking channel.
Or the cooking channel.
I've been watching that nonstop.
I watch it every morning while I'm getting ready for work. And I've made quite a few recipes from there.
I did make a meatloaf from there.
You did?
Kind of. It was very similar to my dad's.
Yeah.
I tried to do the cheeseburger one, but Thor didn't want that.
Really?
Well, he wants me to try it next time, but he just wanted my dad's meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. I did the cheeseburger meatloaf, and my dad really liked it. It was
really good.
It was really good.
Did Megan eat that?
I don't know if she did.
The meatloaf?
Yeah.
I liked it.
And then I made homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, yum. She did that, too.
And it was so good.
Who was that lady? The little country lady?
The Pioneer Woman.
Pioneer Woman. I have some of her cooking stuff.
Yeah, she does cooking stuff. Yeah.
Well, she should. She's phenomenal.
I know. I love her. She's my favorite right now.
That's amazing.
Okay, so happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, wait. I didn't talk about your boobs at all.
Oh, you didn't. I don't think we did last episode either.
So I should say like three things about them. Well, they are fantastic, Jeff.
Oh, you know what?
What
else? Did I tell you about that hacking competition that my brother talked me into joining last weekend?
Oh my gosh, you did, but you said it's really hard.
So it was called Neverland CTF, which stands for Capture the Flag.
So you won?
So no.
Oh.
But it was supposed to be for middle schoolers. Middle school children.
But they're all smarter than us.
So you could sign up as individually, or you could have a team, and you could sign up as a non-school team, which is what we were.
Yeah.
And so my brother said, let's do this. You know, I bet we can get a pretty high score or whatever. Okay. So I made up a team, and it was called Jether's Random Hacks.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
So basically the team, though, because Megan was supposed to join, but I don't think that she did. So it's just me and my brother on the team. And so they had all these questions, and you had to go on and answer the questions or find the flag.
You told me one of the questions, and it was
And it went from like 20 tough. Points up to like 300 points per question.
Yeah, and you're saying you were answering the 20.
So I went to answer the 20-point question thinking, okay, let's start small, right?
Yeah.
So I open up the first one, and I didn't even understand what the question was. Like, absolutely no idea.
And you said it wasn't multiple choice?
No, absolutely not.
So you didn't have that.
You have to, yeah. And so, of course, my brother gets on there and just starts boom, 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 answering, like, all of them. And it went from a Thursday through a Sunday. It was just a short little... Okay. competition thing.
How did you guys do?
And we got, what did we get?
How'd your brother do?
He answered most of them, actually. I did try several other ones.
Sure.
And I really tried to figure them out.
Did you ever get one right?
No.
Oh.
I never got one.
You did your best.
I did my best. That's correct. Clap for me. I did my best. But I can't remember. We were kind of competing with another Wenatchee team that he knew, and we did beat them.
Yay!
So that was kind of a win.
Did you guys win anything?
No.
No.
We didn't score.
Were you the weak link?
I was the weakest link.
I would have been too, though.
So, yeah. So I was like literally like reading these questions and yelling for Megan, like, what does this mean? And it had like this. Like, you pull up, like, a picture, like, this, that it had, that somebody had drawn, and you're supposed to figure something out about the picture, and...
Oh, my gosh.
And to figure it out, you had to, like, change the time zones on your computer, so that...
What?
I can't.
I mean, if my computer clock is off, I can't do anything.
I don't even know how to change the clock on my
computer. I can't even... My phone is literally 2 minutes slow.
I know.
Still! Why? And I can't get it to figure out why. I have Google searched it. I can't figure out how to make it go to the right time. So I'm going to be 2 minutes late every time now. Oh, well. Yeah. That's okay.
So, computer genius, I am not.
You're better than me.
What, just because I figured out how to upload our podcast? That's it.
I couldn't even delete somebody from a page on Facebook.
I couldn't either.
We figured it out together. We figured it out. I knew I had to find dot, dot, dots next to their name because you told me that, but I couldn't figure out how to make it happen. Eventually, we did.
I finally did figure out what we were doing wrong.
What were we doing wrong?
You have to change who you're interacting as.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I had to be the admin.
Ow.
She just...
Ow. I slammed my hand down and stabbed myself with that same fucking goat head.
That was in my ass.
God. Now I have Heather's ass.
On her. It implanted into her hand. With that. How are we doing on our time?
We're good.
Okay, well, that's a perfect way to end this.
So there you go. Heather's ass skin is now in my hand.
See, we're like sisters now.
We're goat head sisters.
Goat head sisters. There's blood sisters, and now there's goat head sisters.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
We need to
goat head sisters.
Goat head sisters.
There we go.
And if you want to join, you just have to stab one of your butts in the other person's hand. Easy. All right, guys. We love you.
Love you. Drop us an email at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com or go to our website or our Facebook page.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.